Laser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together right there on Thomas Beck Road. ConfluenceBrewing.com. Speaking of Confluence, we're going to be talking about the draft. Obviously.
Draft. Got it. Sure.
But first.
Did you get your taxes done?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did. I got them done so early, Wicket.
What do you mean?
I mean, I opened up the computer at 8 and I was done before 9:45.
Last night?
Yeah.
You got them done with 2.5 hours to spare.
So much time.
So much time. Perfect.
In previous years, it really has come down to the wire. Like, it's in the 11 o'clock hour, and I'm like, ha.
Before kids, I used to get them done in February. Because I couldn't plan a vacation without that money before the kids came. And now, we have not gotten them done early in years.
I like to wait till the last minute, because I always pay.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, why would I do them early? What if I die before I have to pay them? I could have spent that money.
We didn't wind up paying ever until we moved to Des Moines. For some reason. And this year we get a little back federally, but we owe the state. Like, it's...
Yeah.
We got ours done on Saturday night about 10 o'clock, right before Caitlin Clark went on SNL.
Procrastination really was the way to go yesterday.
Why is that?
Because H&R Block crashed. They had a software crash.
H&R Block crashed?
It crashed late Sunday night.
On tax day?
And was not restored until yesterday at 3:45 p.m.
How does that happen?
Apparently...
Tax day snuck up on them this year?
Well...
Like, oh wait, it's the 15th again this year, huh? People are coming to us for this? Amazing.
Well, the funny part is, too, like... I didn't even log in until 8 p.m. So I didn't even know, because I used H&R Block last night.
Sure.
Which is super funny.
I think it's because
I had no idea there was any sort of a problem.
So many more people probably tried filing for themselves this year because nobody has any money to buy anything. Nobody. We're all out of money. So it's like, well, I don't need to pay someone to do it for me. I'll just do it myself and kind of get the same result. I'll go online.
But according to downdetector.com, the reason, to answer your question, is a quote, bad gateway error.
Oh, I get those all the time on my computer. It's always like, oh, bad gateway. That page won't load.
Bad gateway error.
Got
so
it.
If you're a techie person, you probably know what that means.
Yeah. Probably if you went to Centric, you know what that means.
Okay.
Centric with a Q.
Right. What's up, belly fat? Oh, wait, I'm confusing
things. That's wrong. Have you ever run a marathon?
No.
I didn't know you before 3 years ago.
No,
so.
I've done many, countless 5Ks.
Okay.
But I'm not running them. I'm walking.
The most famous...
It's about charity and dogs, usually.
The most famous marathon in the world, the Boston Marathon, was yesterday. And a dude from Des Moines named John Taylor has now completed his 27th Boston Marathon.
27?
27 of these things.
It's just that feeling I had turning on the Boylston Street when I could see the finish in the distance, knowing I'm actually pulled this off. I did it. And that was the same feeling when I did Boston Marathon number one.
You know that someone's run a lot of Boston Marathons when they've picked up a Boston accent to say Boston Street.
It's just that feeling I had turning on the Boylston Street when I could see the finish in the
It's amazing.
He has completed 27 of his 29 Boston Marathons consecutively. He's going to do number 30. He's in something called the Quarter Century Club, different from the Mile High Club. The Quarter Century Club, it's a bunch of runners who have completed 25 or more consecutive Boston Marathons. And he's from Des Moines.
I think the Mile High Club still sounds more fun.
It probably is. I can't imagine being like, hey, this is fun. Let's go run a marathon.
Caitlin Clark.
Did you know she got drafted last night? Number one to the Indiana Fever. She is going to change the game. Last year's number one, Aaliyah Boston, down low in the post. Going to be a 1-1. It's going to be a great two-person game. Here's Fever play-by-play man, Pat Boylan, on the impact that Caitlin Clark is going to have.
There's no reason her game can't translate. I mean, the passing ability is off the charts, and that's the type of thing if you can get your teammates involved at a really high level is only going to make everybody better.
It's
going to be
amazing.
It's great. And by the way, they sold out of jerseys. Fanatics has sold out of small, medium, large, X, and 2X. So you can either get like an extra small, like my daughter could wear one, or 3X if you need that. And it was a great night last night. I'm sure TV ratings were off the charts. Felt like a big event. Felt like a runway event because all of the women were showing up dressed to the nines. Angel Reese looked great. Cameron Brink looked great. Caitlin Clark looked great dressed in Prada last night. So first Hawkeye ever to go number one, man, men's or women's in the basketball drafts.
You know what I'm excited about, though? He was talking about Aaliyah and the passing. And it's like, I can't wait for the betting opportunities when it's like, how many logo threes is she going to shoot tonight? Because she's not going to be shooting probably as many, but I think she's still going to get to shoot some.
Well, people have been saying this, that have been starting to watch her pass, and her ability, Caitlin's ability to pass the ball is as good as her ability to shoot. The difference from college to pros, which is why I think she's going to be a better pro, there will be a lot less drop passes, a lot less balls going through hands on breakaways, a lot more made layups turning into assists, which means she's going to see lighter defenses. She's not going to get doubled. She's not going to get, you know, the triangle and two, the box and one that tries to deny her the ball all the time, because Aaliyah Boston, who was last year's rookie of the year, can score. So you can't just leave her alone or single her. She is going to be better in the league because everybody else around her is going to be better. All due respect to Kate Martin and Hannah Stahlke. But is she going to be allowed to shoot those threes? Because Lisa Bluter is like, do whatever you want. You know, you can do anything you want. And she did. She shot 30-footers, 35-footers. And we're like, that's ridiculous. Oh, my God, she made it. I don't know if she's going to have the ability to do that. Her head coach, Christy Sides, I'm sure will be asked that when we get to training camp. But then again, that's what people are paying for.
Exactly.
That's what people
aren't going to be going to the games if they're not going to be able to see be Caitlin.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, it's like, I remember that Woodstock documentary when they tried to tell Limp Bizkit to calm down when at Woodstock 99, they were tearing the whole place apart. And people were like, that's not Limp Bizkit's job. Limp Bizkit's job is to put on a Limp Bizkit show. It's your job to keep the crowd safe. There's a reason you took Caitlin Clark. There's a reason why 18 million people watch that game.
There's a reason why the tickets are starting at $300 a pop just to get in the door.
Yeah, if you want to go to a game against the Lynx up in Minneapolis, $300 on StubHub. I found a $55 seat for opening night in Indianapolis. Just one up on the second level front row if you want to go. $55.
Oh, I want to go, Wicked.
I know you do, but if you want to sit down low, it's like $300-$400.
I want to sit down low. I want a front row. I want to sing the national anthem.
Okay, we are really taking 10 steps down the road here. How about we have you sing the anthem at an Iowa Wild game or a Bucks game first?
Yes, I'm available.
Or the iCubs. Did you do your video? They told you. Submit a video, and then they'll go through, and they'll start penciling you in.
I've made a lot of videos, Wicked.
Yeah, but not of you singing the anthem. No one's not like, oh, make a video of some PDA at the Iowa State Fair. Then we'll let you sing the anthem.
That gets me into other things. Morning Brews brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com right there on Thomas Beck Road.